Gather terani marie, orang inu ye tui hone, o papu tunu kue takatone, o te taia e afine ia tato, tihe Māori ora. This is the Green Desk on 95BFM.
This week on The Green Desk, my producer Jack spoke with ex-Green MP Nando Tanchos, who is now a member of the Cannabis Referendum Coalition. We got Tanchos' views as we build up to the referendum on cannabis and what the coalition's goals are.
So if you wouldn't mind just starting off by letting us know what the coalition's outlines are and how you're going to achieve these goals.
Sure. So the government announced that there's going to be a referendum on the recreational use of cannabis. You know, so currently there's some legislation going through Parliament around the medical use, so that's great. It's not as progressive as what we'd like, but, you know, there's still room for that to be amended and be improved quite a bit. So that's the medical. The government's announced that there's going to be a referendum on the recreational use, and this is part of the agreement with the Greens in forming the coalition. So we've started a coalition around the referendum, the Cannabis Referendum Coalition. We've got a number of objectives. The first one is really to kind of resource the public around the information around cannabis. So there's a lot of misinformation at the moment, and people say, oh, we need more evidence and we need more science, blah, blah, blah. That's not actually true. We've got a pretty good idea now about what the issues are, both in terms of cannabis and its effects on people, and also in terms of what the effects of the policies are. And that's in some ways the most important, because regardless of what you think about cannabis, the issue is, if you change the law, is it going to make things better or worse?
Mm.
We've got evidence now from many, many states which have passed progressive, rational, evidence-based drug policy over the last few decades. Most recently in the states, where a number of states, Colorado and a number of others, have gone for a fully regulated market. What I mean by that is, if you're an adult, you can walk into a shop and buy cannabis over the counter, and, you know, it gives you all of the kind of quality control, it gives you age restrictions, you can have advertising restrictions and all that kind of thing. And what they found is it's been massively successful, raised huge amounts of money for schools, hospitals, drug education, drug treatment. We haven't seen use go up, and that's been consistent on all the countries that have changed the law. You don't see use go up. In fact, often you see less young use, because when you've got a regulated market, they actually check your age ID, as opposed to when you go to the tinny house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole heap of benefits, including the damage it does to the illegal market and all the kind of basically funding for organised crime, you know, especially in the states where, you know, it's a huge illegal market with enormous social consequences and negatives, you know. So all of that. And if you talk to someone like Greg O'Connor, he's a Labor MP now. He was the president of the Police Association for many years, really adamantly opposed to any cannabis law reform for many, many years. Recently, he went to Colorado, looked at what happened, and he came back and said, look, if you're going to change the law, you've got to do that. You've got to put in place a regulated market, because it's the only system that actually deals with all of the problems of prohibition.
Yeah, and so part of one of your objectives, it's really structuring how the question is going to be put forward, because at the moment we don't really know a lot about anything, to be honest. Nothing's really been set in stone. So those two-part questions, so your first part is, should adults be allowed to possess and use cannabis?
Yep.
And then the second one is, should adults be able to buy cannabis in licensed premises? So how do you think that question is going to help the kind of the Yes campaign?
You're quite right. So we know very little. We're not even sure of the date, and we're not sure of the questions. And one of the things that the coalition is concerned about is making sure that the right questions are in place. So what we're saying is a two-part question. So the first one, because we know that a vast majority of New Zealanders support the right of adults to use and possess cannabis. So there's a substantial majority for that. We already know that. There's growing support for adults being able to buy cannabis from a licensed premise. And the concern is, if you have a one-part question, you either make it a very modest proposal, like the right of adults to be able to possess cannabis, and that gets support and passes the line, but it doesn't go. But it's a very kind of it's not very progressive. It's not out in front. It's trailing behind the pack internationally speaking. Or you go for a more progressive question, like should adults be allowed to buy from a licensed premises? And the danger is you don't know whether there's majority of support or not. And if you lose that, then you don't get anything. So we're proposing a two-part question that says, first of all, should adults be allowed to use and possess? And we think that'll pass. And then the second thing is to test the public mood, because the most effective policy is a properly regulated market, but whether there's support for that, we're not sure. There is support and it's growing, but whether we'll get a majority for that, we're not sure. So we want to see reform that's as progressive as possible, consistent with what New Zealanders want. There's no point just going for the lowest common denominator.
I was actually having a funny conversation with one of my colleagues at Amnesty International, and we were saying about how New Zealand's this really wacky mix of like conservative ideology and like this excessive progressiveness. Like, you know, we've got the 37-year-old unmarried mother who's our prime minister, and that's totally cool by most people's standards. But when we talk about legalizing marijuana for, you know, personal consumption, we're way behind. Like places in the States have some very conservative people on, you know, legalizing cannabis. How do we really like kind of change that dialogue, progress that dialogue to having that being okay in New Zealand standards?
Well, the first thing I'd say is I think you've got to be careful. I think that New Zealanders as a whole are actually very progressive on this issue. I think we have a substantial majority who want to see cannabis legalized for personal use, and all the polls show that.
It seems like we've kind of got that underlying, but we don't have it in the actual dialogue yet.
Well, we don't have it in the parliament, and that's the problem. Is we've got a whole load of MPs, possibly the majority of whom are way behind the public of New Zealand. So if you look at, you know, would the parliament have elected Jacinda Ardern as the prime minister from among their number if it had been left up to them? Well, maybe not, but New Zealanders did, you know. And so it's a similar thing. I think the MPs are way more conservative than the public. The important thing about this referendum, though, is this is the chance for the public to directly have our say. And we've had confirmation from a number of political parties now, not yet Labor, and we're hoping that's still to come, but a number of political parties have said that they will implement the results of the referendum. And that's what's so important about it. Getting a majority of MPs to vote for cannabis law reform, I think, has been a challenge for a very long time. But if we get a referendum with a really positive result, then it's very difficult for them to not implement the results of that. And that's why, you know, it's really critical that people who support reform, first of all, engage in the discussion, in the public discussion. So get into the media, get into the social media, talk with your family and your friends and your workmates and everything like that, and get the conversation happening. And then second, make sure you vote in the referendum, because this is our best chance for a very long time to get some real change. And it's up to us. It's purely going to be up to whether we turn out and vote or not.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM. Te hei, Māori ora.